niggas go, you better wake up. I'm with the gang and I need me some slack. I'm with the gang and we calling it up. Your money is calling, you better wake up.
Greetings.
Welcome.
Yo.
Yo.
How are you all doing on this fine? What day is it? Wednesday?
No, it's fucking Wednesday, bro. I have Wednesday. Two more days of work. Okay. I don't even want to talk about that shit. I'm like, yo, fuck, bro. Like, Wednesday. I got to be home in a second.
I got a question,
time.
Chris. What do you got to wake up from, bro?
I would say.
He's like, I got to wake up.
Yeah.
That song is an interesting story. Very interesting story. First of all, that was a freestyle, one take. Jordan was there. He recorded.
We could tell.
That's actually okay. Jordan. That's actually Jordan's beat, by the way.
Nice.
Produced by Amari.
Okay. Nice, Amari.
Very
the beat
in-house,
is good.
Very in-house.
I like that.
There was actually two other people on that for a long time, and I had the last verse. And honestly, I just was sitting on a bunch of music that I liked in my email. I just been like, fuck it. I'm just going to post this because some of this shit is really good.
Are the two other people in it people we know?
Yeah, but I don't want to do the name drop shit no more. I think we should work on that as we go.
I think you should work on that as we go.
Yeah. None of us are saying anything.
I don't think any of us do.
What's the message you're trying to convey, Chris?
In that song?
Yeah. What are you trying to convey to your audience? What are you trying to say?
If anything,
what are you trying to wake up from?
There's a lot. I think it's more of like, I think that's my version of like, a little baby like trying to get money song, where it's like a very abrupt message of like, the money is calling, you better wake up.
You sound very abrupt in that song.
Yeah,
like that's the most abrupt I've heard Chris. I mean,
I think that my new level of music right now is fire. Like the song that's about to play or that could play. I feel like I don't want to like make this. Like,
no, we ain't making
music.
A segment for your fucking.
No, I think,
this man just wants a segment to promo his music.
Like, I feel like you're channeling like old Lil Uzi.
So I freestyle
like,
that. I definitely
like P's and Q's era type shit.
Bro, I'm super like trying to make music kind of like that because I figured that's kind of what's
going.
You
know what I'm saying, Vinny? Yeah. What do you think? I was thinking more like it kind of reminded me of some Cardi a little bit.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm very heavily influenced, but that's the thing. I don't even like, I just drop music for the sake of, okay, I know in like a long ass time, I'm going to like listen to this and be like, damn, this was actually pretty cool shit. Like me and the homie just making this shit. So I was like, might as well as just document it and drop it for the internet for the sake of it just being out. Like, fuck it. Fuck all the cloud shit. I'd rather, if anything, that's why I don't promo my shit.
I feel like that's what makes it genuine, right? Is like when you make it with people that you like, you make music or like something that you create with like people that you actually like care about. And like, you know what I'm saying? You guys kind of like, cause that's where the buy-in is. You know what I mean? Cause like if I work with somebody, I don't give a fuck about them or what they're doing. Like, how am I going to be enthusiastic about the work? You know, yeah, that I'm putting out. So
I agree.
Yeah, definitely. Who else was on the song? You said two others?
It was Glenn and his homie Heem.
Why don't you want to say Glenn's name? You're just,
well, I mean, I just like,
shout out to
general.
Glenn, bro.
Shout out to Glenn.
I just was in general.
This man was beefing with Glenn.
All right,
looking at bro, I literally saw Glenn a week ago. Glenn doing good. I definitely was glad to see him because it's been a long ass time. I don't even really leave like my area. And I work over like farther east or north, so it's like it's hard to get over here sometimes. Most stuff. But I don't know. I kind of miss when we all used to make music. That shit was fire, bro. Like we were really in the freaking studio, bro. Like we were going crazy. I didn't want to curse, by the way. I was like,
why?
Because I feel like, are we like on the like the minute algorithm, no cursing shit?
I don't think that matters.
Well, no, it does matter, but it don't matter right now, bro. You don't gotta worry about that.
Yeah.
But no, we used to make music. That shit was fire.
And we're past the minute.
I just remember there were times.
I don't even know where we're at, but it don't matter. Keep going.
I just remember times where it'd be like a week straight of us like recording.
Yeah.
It's like every day.
Me and Jordan switching off in the chair.
God. Yeah, no, we'd all get tired. I remember, bro.
Because no one wanted to fucking record.
Hey, you remember,
we'd just be like, nah, you're bro. Up. Like you're up.
Remember when we recorded at your crib, Amari? And like, bro, we all like, bro, I was so fucking tired, bro. I was just like sitting down. I just crashed out. Like, bro, it's just, I remember how many times that had like happened just because it was like, I don't know.
Jordan's studio crib was the most vibe ever. Like that was the like, and I've been in a lot of studios.
That shit was dark as hell too.
Bro,
it had to be like just about pitch black in that room.
Bro, that shit was such a good time, bro. There's so many songs that, like, we used to just make, bro. Like, I remember being in there with Benny and, like, just randomly, bro. Like,
I know.
Just making hella music in Jordan's room, bro. Like, that shit was super in-house.
I want a big-ass fish tank like that, though. I don't know. I remember that one. That shit was big as hell. Like, a nice fish tank.
Jordan is...
More than four?
No, that's way more than
four. That's way more than four, bro.
What did you have?
No, bro, that's got to be like fucking at least fucking... I got to say that's at least like 100 gallons.
50 gallons. I don't know about 100 gallons.
Maybe 40 gallons.
That's what you need for prehistoric fucking...
Did you have like piranhas? What the hell did you have?
Yo.
Did you have something crazy?
Piranhas. Oh, I remember you had like a tiger shark?
What?
Oh, I thought you had a tiger shark.
You had a tiger shark in your crib?
What the hell are you talking about?
Can't those be like low-key medium size, like a tiger shark?
No, I don't think so.
You have a tiger shark in your crib, bro.
Let me tell you, I had
in
the crazy...
a tiny ass tank, bro.
Bro, you need a couple hundred gallons. So, no,
I've low-key
been big ass,
some...
big ass pool. Like
I've been on some trying to figure out what pitch to get. You feel me? My bad. You know what I mean? I just be stretching out. I just be like all over the place. I be doing yoga as I talk. I'm just like. I've been thinking about what like a pet to get, bro, and it's either a chameleon or like I had this crazy idea for like a hamster thing, bro. But like, and they've been doing this show on YouTube, bro. Instead of having hamsters in cages, bro, they have them in these open like box things, like a little habitat for them. So it's like a glass plexiglass, and they just fill it up with dirt, and then it has an open top, but it's like a glass, so the hamster can't fall out or climb out, and it's a little bit taller, but there's no top to it, so it's just like. Bro's just chilling, and then he just can just dig down into the box, and you just fill the dirt all the way up to almost like the brim, like this much left. And I was like, that would be cool, just to have like a fucking hamster as an ornament piece in your crib, and it's not even like a cage.
An ornament piece,
you know, just like,
bro,
like
that's a living, breathing.
You have to take care of that shit and feed it every day. You're saying you're getting more for like a fucking decor piece.
Shit that you're talking about, you have to like clean that shit every week or so. Bro.
Facts.
So you have to dump all the shit out.
Chris, you lack responsibility, bro. Let's be real.
So I've been like looking into these things called. Vivariums, and it's like, and they're bioactive. So what they do is they get like real dirt and real like leaves and shit like that, and then they get like microorganisms and then to like smaller organisms, and then the small, like the ones that get like, it's like a food chain. They create a food chain in the tank, and then what that does is it's a self-cleaning tank, because the next thing you know, all the different organisms, the bugs, the ants eat the little bugs, and then the frogs eat the ants, and then whatever. It's just like you can create a food chain instead of just getting all the fake shit at the store. You can just get real shit and create a bioactive vivarium. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Chris, you feel like you would be like like fabricating like a like Quantumanium, like a fucking little universe down there, bro.
That's what I used to bro, we used to fuck with ants, bro, when I was a kid. We used to fill like
some straight ant man shit,
like,
huh? So
we used to fill like bottle caps with water, and then we would put the ants in the water.
You try to drown them?
And we'd pretend like they were having like at a hotel type shit. Like they were like, what's up?
You were taking care of the ants.
If y'all didn't know, bro, I'm pretty sure ants can survive in water for like a week or some shit.
It's all drowning them.
He's just like, they can survive for a week. Yeah, they're all dying.
Did y'all know that?
Every single one he put in is dead.
He's like, yeah, our hotel's got the best amenities.
They're floating around the cap.
All the ants in a colony are all female. They're all female, every single one of them, except for the king, because he pulls up and he dies like right after type shit. But it's just like a male is born like very rarely. It's pretty cool.
Not what a bug's life said, bro.
Right?
Yeah.
The bug's life is probably like a, I think that's a low tier Disney movie.
You're bugging out.
Yeah.
A bug's life is low tier?
Low tier. It's good, but it's low tier good. It's like 19. If there was 20.
Chris with the mask on, you look like one of the bugs from that movie.
I look like one of the grasshoppers, huh?
You gotta put it on, bro.
What's the grasshopper's name?
A grasshopper?
No, he got a name.
The grasshopper?
Yeah, his name. What's his name?
I don't know. Fucking Scar or some shit?
He's tech guy. Jordan.
Hey, tech guy. Can we look that up?
Look that up. What's the grasshopper's name from Bug's Life?
Give us 1 second.
No, not Jiminy Cricket. The bug's life. He has like a crazy name. He's like
that
scary.
Dude is an asshole.
Someone to look it up real quick. We got our Jamie. We got our Jordan.
Stumper.
Isn't it Hopper? Oh,
Thumper.
Is it Thumper? Yeah,
that's so funny.
That's like not intimidating at all.
No, facts. I think that was his name because I remember that shit.
Thumper is the same name as a rabbit from Bambi.
Hmm?
That little like yellow and white rabbit.
So what you saying?
That would go. Well, I really thought Aaron's.
Oh, so it's Hopper.
Okay, yeah.
It's Hopper, yeah.
That's what I said. Grasshopper.
An ant can live underwater for up to 14 days.
How the flip and flop did I know that?
Bro, 14
the
Ant days.
Man.
Yeah, this is the Ant Man.
Put the mask on, Chris.
Put the mask on.
Put the mask on right now, Ant Man.
That tells you right now, though, folks, if you have a fucking anthill in your front yard or your backyard, don't hit that shit with a hose. It's not going to make a difference. They just going to come right back, bro.
They just
remember the anthill right here?
Stronger.
Yeah.
You remember that? Y'all remember the anthill that was right outside the door?
Oh, my God, bro.
That shit was crazy.
I remember I did.
I remember Quan took an axe bottle and a flame to it.
Torch that
shit.
He
was like, he's like lighting them all on fire.
Fucking,
I think I remember that. Yeah,
right. He was out there for like an hour and a half.
That big
ant. No, it's like right here. I think it's still there.
Oh yeah, I know. Fuck.
Sometimes you find some survivors.
Damn. Right there, trying to like.
They're like, about to pull up, bro. About to pull up with a bottle cap full of water.
Like Chris having a blast outside.
Nah, that shit used to be crazy back then. I think I used to think ants were cool as fuck. Actually, no cap. I thought that like they were probably like the coolest bug. Be on some like they're low key like in a certain level of evolution that some bugs are just not on. You feel me?
Bro, coolest bug, praying mantis, bro. What?
Those things eat meat. You know that? They're
bro,
carnivores.
They be fucking up lizards, bro. Really? Like, they're really about that.
What kind
like,
of meat do they eat?
They
eat lizards,
bugs,
bro. Like, little really? Lizards. Was that the word for it? I don't know. Like, just the
like
little,
reptiles.
Yeah, just
shit.
The little ones, yeah. Because, like, one of them pulled up. There's, like, this video, bro, where it's, like, one of them pulled up on this lizard, or this lizard, like, pulled up on, like, a praying mantis, right? And they're both, like, kind of just, like, squaring each other off, like, okay, and, like, kind of, like, scoping the deal, right?
Yeah.
The lizard goes for it. The praying mantis is like, nope, bro. The praying mantis had enough strength to hold his mouth open, bro. And it started eating his shit, bro. Just going crazy.
Damn.
The thing is, bro, that's another thing too. That's one thing I wanted to say.
I did
bro,
get to see a video.
Think about this. We are so lucky as human beings that bugs didn't evolve to be the size of like animals and shit. I feel like that, like we're blessed that that's not the case. Cause like, bro, I feel like just think of a fucking size, like think of a praying mantis the size of a fucking bear, bro. That's worse than a bear. Like,
let me tell you why that's
like,
worse.
Bro,
shit's
bear,
knocking on the door and
a bear fucking like it'll like growl at you, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And then like you'll know it's angry. So you know, okay, like I'm probably about to get fucked up right now. It's an animal, you know? And like, bro, when it's tearing you apart, you're probably about to that shit's crazy, but like a fucking praying mantis, that shit's just gonna look at you and be like,
it's like
you
lifeless.
Know what
I'm saying? Hey, it's like lifeless. You hear about that movie though? The bear.
The cocaine bear.
Oh, cocaine bear. Yeah.
Oh, the actual decline of our society. All
right, so praying mantis.
The Chris
size
said
of
the
dog,
decline
bro,
of our society.
Cocaine bear at you. Which you think you got a better chance at?
A bear.
What?
Like a full dog grown
bro,
dog.
Bro, like the way I see like
a
praying mantis.
Like a praying mantis the size of like a full grown dog
well,
versus
bro,
like
I
a
think
cocaine
what Vinny
bear.
Was saying about how like they're completely lifeless and like it is fucked up to think like you wouldn't even know if they were like even angry at you or even hungry. They just might
they're just gonna look at you, do some weird ass shit, like you know what I'm saying? And then like bro, that shit probably
grab
like,
you.
Yeah, bro, with those fucking big ass claws and shit. You know, like that's another thing too, like how would I say, like for a praying mantis, their external shell is so strong that I'm pretty sure if they were our size or even the size of a dog, they'd probably be bulletproof, bro. They could probably take at least a 9 or some shit. So like, you know,
they
what
have
I mean?
Exoskeletons, right?
Yeah, bro. Like they're that like, strong. You feel me? Like it's fucking crazy, bro. And like they're hard to squish and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I did see a video of one getting caught in like a Venus flytrap before. That was pretty cool.
I think.
And then they showed like the aftermath of it. Like they opened up the Venus flytrap after like whatever, like 8-12 hours or whatever. Dude, completely dissolved into like
just
paste.
Just fucking goop, right?
Goop, bro. It's like some. Biological acid, bro. Those Venus flytraps.
We think the hood's bad.
Imagine if plants. imagine
the bugs. What
bro.
Bugs are living through?
I feel like all that. I'm not gonna lie. The size of like bugs and like animals and shit. I feel like have to do with the oxygen, like the oxygen levels on Earth. You know what I'm saying?
I already imagine if like nature wanted to like rebel or like retaliate type shit. You guys ever see that movie, The Happening? Where people were just like dropping dead and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Did you guys know like at the end of it, like. The reveal was that there was all the plants. The plants were like releasing hormones and shit, and like basically hypnotizing humans to like kill themselves or kill others.
I think the shit
isn't
that
John Leguizamo in that movie, or am I thinking of a different movie?
They got some sort of A-list actor in there.
I think what would fuck with me the most, really, is like the fact that a bug really wouldn't have like the instinctful, like they wouldn't. I mean, and most animals don't kill their prey; they just eat them. Hey, yo, gangos, you trying to hit this? You want to try this? Can we try this? Yeah. A praying mantis in no way, shape, or form would even even stop to.
Yo,
like,
shout
kill
out
you.
Kevin. You already know what the fuck is good, bro. You heard? Yeah.
They wouldn't even stop to, like, you would just, like, be eaten alive in the most, like, minuscule and, like, slow and agonizing way where a disgusting creature is just, like, in your face the whole fucking time. Like, it's just so fucked up. I don't know. That's why I can't watch movies like Eight-Legged Freak. I don't know if y'all ever seen that shit.
You just can't watch spider movies.
No, I think that, bro, wasn't that it's where the spiders are big as fuck, right? Yeah. You know they filmed that out here in Arizona, place in Arizona.
That's crazy. I did not know that.
It does, bro. You ever seen Arachnophobia?
Nope, I've never even tried to.
That one's crazy because like the spiders are smart, bro. They're like intelligent.
Shit.
Actually, you know what I heard? I heard like this crazy fact. Okay, so spiders are bred like in their genes to be sneaky. So like,
well, yeah, I mean,
they're predators now,
kind of like a fucking snake, bro.
And
like,
then there's supposedly there's so many spiders in the world that every like you're never not 10 feet away from a spider like at any time in your life. So every spider you kill supposedly makes spiders smarter because the ones that get caught are the ones that aren't evolutionary in the path of evolution aren't smart enough.
In a sense, it's
natural selection,
exactly.
And we're causing it by killing the spiders that are dumb enough to get caught for the most part. Yeah.
That shit don't matter, bro.
But like, it was just something that I just thought was kind of funny.
That's so crazy.
It's not funny because it's fucked up because I hate spiders for real, but like I also thought it was.
What is your
funny.
Fear of spiders? Because why are you afraid of spiders?
I'm not gonna.
I just don't like the ones that like spiders.
Nah, they're fucking gross.
Because there's one like right behind you right now.
Fuck out of here.
Dead ass though.
There really is.
I don't know, bro. I feel like I have like a. I just overall just bugs just kind of are kind of gross. Like of all creatures of Earth, they're
I think
they're
cockroaches
gross.
Are the nastiest. Yeah, and flies. Those
Absolutely.
Are the worst too.
It's weird because
the mosquitoes suck.
Those are the ones that can survive like nuclear bombs and shit, right? Huh? Cockroaches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah. The worst thing is like so. This is what happened, bro.
Couple of Chris's.
Wait, what are the worst bugs to you? Because the dirtiest, the worst bugs to me, like bro, Chris's. If a fly or a roach touches my food, I'm not fucking with it. Like,
I would say,
and then another thing is mosquitoes, bro. They be fucking you up, bro. Like,
oh yeah, mosquitoes.
Yeah, bro. Bad.
I'm going to say caterpillars, because spiders aren't bugs, but caterpillars are fucking gross. Roaches for sure.
Caterpillars are gross?
Yeah,
I think they're pretty gross.
Yeah, what about scorpions? Because we have a lot of those here.
I've only ever seen one scorpion my whole life.
I don't think they're gross. I just think they're like low-key scary. 6-7 scorpions
just in my house. You know what's funny?
I've never seen one here.
Really?
I've never seen one here.
Bro, I've gotten stung by a scorpion.
Really?
Yeah,
how was that?
My arm.
My fam.
Honestly, I got stung right here in my arm, and like, at first I was tripping. I was like, "Yo, I really just got stung by a scorpion," and I was like, a lot younger. I was probably like 13 at the time. I was like, "Fuck, bro!" Like, cause I thought it was like as bad as like a black widow bite, and I'm like middle school and shit. I'm like, "Damn, bro, I'm gonna have to lose my arm." Like, bro, this shit's gonna be crazy. Like, what had happened was like my aunt's a nurse, so like we just call her. I'm like, "Yo, like I got bit by a scorpion. What the fuck do I do?" You know what I'm saying? She's like, "Nah, it's cool. Just like ice it, whatever the case is." Like. All it was like, bro, like the whole spot that it bit me at is like, imagine like where it bit me is like a small area, right? But like the surface level of like where you feel like the numbness is like a lot bigger. It's like probably like, I don't know, probably like the size of your fist or some shit. It gets numb, like, you know?
It gets numb? Bro, I'm pretty sure I got bit by a scorpion on the bottom of my foot before.
But yeah, it's funny. My little brother, a real one though, and this motherfucker, he trapped it in a bottle and just started like shaking the bottle and shit. I'm like, bro.
Bro, so I seen this one video like a long, long time ago on the internet, and it was like basically he got into like adult scorpion and he put it in this ring and he put like kerosene, like a big circle of it, like around, and basically lit that shit like a ring of fire. And I guess like the scorpion was like trying to approach it and like backing off, like you could tell it was like looking for an escape. And I guess when it found out like there's basically no escape, you got to go through the fire. Yeah, I guess it like stabbed itself.
Oh shit!
In the back of the head with the thing. So like they have the ability to like commit suicide.
That's kind of like some AI shit.
I'm trying to find some shit like that.
Like, I know that sounds far-fetched.
It's a long time ago.
Some AI shit, Chris?
Just think about it. Like, imagine that bug. I'm pretty sure the bug would, like, reach that conclusion a lot faster. But just imagine that bug just going through trial and error and then getting to the point where it's, like, the only thing.
The only option is just stab yourself with your stinger.
That
in the
is
head.
Some AI shit. Because that's what, because like on YouTube, I actually like watching these videos. People will create AI and they make like the AI go through some maze and then they'll just play it on like a time lapse of the AI going through multiple just like, I guess, attempts to solve this puzzle, and then it'll reach like 400 attempts and then it'll learn how to solve the puzzle.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking like that's kind of how that bug is, but on like a very easier scale. But no, first
no, it just offed itself. What do you mean? It had no escape.
I'm just saying,
so
like
imagine, burn or just instantly just
like, just imagine the level of, I don't know. I'm just like, that's crazy.
Fam, burning would be worse.
First, so I mean, I would run through the fire. I would run through the fire.
Bro, it's a slow ass scorpion. That fire is huge.
It's a big fire, bro.
For them, the fire is massive.
They're getting set on fire.
It's all like
100%.
Some
like you think about it, the fire is tiny for us because it's a little flame. Yeah. But you gotta think about
it. It's like for us to run through like an entire like two.
Imagine
houses,
like a 10-foot flame, bro, just all around you in a big circle.
And like you gotta.
You don't know how thick it is.
Yeah. The first
you can't
scorpion,
even see over it, bro. You don't know how thick it is.
The first scorpion I ever seen, it was in a scrapbook. In my like my grandma had it in a scrapbook because I used to live in a like. Saudi Arabia and shit.
Mm-hmm.
She lived there, and she just had one in her scrapbook. And it was like 30 years old, and it was all flat, and it was like in the little thing.
It was like a dead scorpion.
Yeah, it was like a dead scorpion.
What color was it though?
It was brown. It was like a light brown.
Okay, because they have like the darker scorpions. Like
I think he said no. I think he's good on it. Give him the cup so he can throw it away. The cup's right there. Make sure it doesn't burn. Man, susceptible to fire.
Well, yeah, bro. I feel like they kind of like work it up. They kind of like work up the whole scorpion thing when you hear about Arizona. Because I feel like in reality, I've heard it being considered like untouched and touched areas where like we live in like a touched area where they specifically go about and they eradicate the scorpions and shit like that. And then there's some areas that just are like we have like the HOAs and like that you pay for that. And like that's them going around and like getting rid of all the wildlife and all that crazy shit. So other places just are
Yo,
not
Vinny,
touched.
You've been to Vegas multiple times. You ever been to Nacho Daddy?
Nah.
No? No.
Just gas though?
It's pretty good, yeah. I went there the first time when I was like over in Vegas. And bro, I did took a shot with like a baby a scorpion in it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Damn, I have to try that.
It was pretty dope though. It was good tequila. It was like a tequila shot.
Nice.
Keep the shot glass.
Where is it at?
It's on the strip somewhere, bro. I'd have to like you have to look it up. I'm sure you could just search it. I'm pretty sure it's next to the Taco Bell.
It's right next to the Buffalo Wild Wings by Mandalay Bay. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
We're
right next
we're
to Mandalay.
Yeah, yeah, we're lit. We're lit.
You guys ever tried?
Check that out.
Solid work. Solid
Would
work,
you do
guys.
That, Chris?
Can we get an address on
this
that?
Is the right? last, this is the last scorpion fucking transition. Scorpion lollipops at the fucking
oh,
gas
station. Have you ever tried those though?
No.
They taste like coconut. They're not bad. I'm not gonna lie. But
so what are you supposed to do? Like, do you get to the middle to the scorpion?
No,
like,
you just fucking eat the shit, bro. Like, I just eat the shit.
Wait,
you eat
the scorpion?
Yeah.
You eat the scorpion?
Yeah.
I didn't want to chew that scorpion. I took that shot like straight back.
That's cool.
I mean, shit. I mean, power to you, bro.
Yeah,
that's hard.
He said
like,
power to you.
Dude, that's hard, bro. That's a
but
crunchy.
This shit
and,
tasted
like.
Coconut, bro. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. Like, it wasn't bad. Like, it
oh,
was
really?
Just like, yeah, like, cause.
Oh,
let's
yeah,
go get one right now, Chris.
I was not trying to crush on that motherfucker.
So,
I was trying to get that all the
scorpion lollipops confirmed tastes like coconut. I thought it was some tequila shit, low key. I thought it was like, honestly, I can't believe. I don't know. Those things were always something. I remember when I first moved to Arizona and, like, I seen those and I was like, yo.
Is it scorpion hard or is it crunchy?
No, it's like the consistency of.
It's not like a crunch.
Like rock
it's
candy.
Almost like, nah, well,
crunchy
that's the lollipop,
Dorito?
That's like the rock candy, but like,
more
I'd say
less.
It's like more like a Lay's chip or some shit.
Really?
That
okay.
is kind of gross.
Or like,
I'm sorry.
I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, that's the best way I could put it.
I prefer it
honestly,
crunchy.
It was like chewing coconut though. Like, you know how you ever
I
eat like
maybe
coconut
understand
that's like dry?
The scorpion lollipop, but you ever seen like the crickets?
That's the same. They put them right
yeah.
next to each other. They put you, here
yeah,
your
crickets
choices.
And they'll be like salt vinegar flavor, bro. That, I don't know. I don't get it.
Here are your choices: scorpion lollipop or cricket lollipop.
I'm going scorpion all day, bro.
Scorpion. I'm going
like,
scorpion.
Crickets like there's a lot more of them. I feel like they just breed like.
And
you
see
ever
the
see
same
like,
cricket?
Like peck? Yeah, bro. Like
you see the same cricket in your crib that they have in the lollipop.
Yeah, it's the same.
They just be grabbing yeah. them off
nah.
the ground.
Serving it to you. People pay for that, Chris. No. People pay for that.
That is some different.
You gotta have one, Chris. No. I'm gonna bring it. We're gonna buy some crickets. You gotta have.
Yeah,
one.
I mean, they'll let us know, right? In comments, if they want to see Chris eat that.
Literally.
That's the only reason why, like, I wouldn't get a reptile, because you have to keep live bugs in your crib.
You ever seen, like, a snake eat a live mouse?
That shit is, yeah, I don't think I've ever seen one personally, but that shit's kind of...
You think that's, like, a sadistic animal to own, Chris, or you think that's just, like...
A snake?
That's nature.
I'm not even going to go into it. I mean, if people like snakes, all power to them. I like snakes because I can... If anything, people are, like, scared of snakes. I've always kind of been, like, chill with snakes. Like, I hate bees more than snakes. Like, I'm more, like...
What?
...jumping about bees than I am snakes. I mean... This
dude must have not seen the bee movie.
I did see that movie. Why is it such, like, a cult classic? I don't really get it.
Just an animated movie that came out at a weird time. Also, like, memeable. Like, it's really...
Very memeable.
That is true.
Like, I think about the whole premise of the movie is pretty stupid.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that, because I was very, like... What is that even... It was cool the first time. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't the worst shit I've ever seen, but... All right, let's talk about Bape.
Wait. Can I bring up one more thing? Since we're like this one? Okay, yeah. So scorpions, right? Bro, I seen a video of... It's a video on YouTube. It's a crab versus scorpion. They put them, like, both, like, the really big-sized ones, too. Like, not no little-ass scorpion. Like, these are, like, the ones you probably see, like... I want to say Middle East or... You know what I'm saying? Or, like...
Bigger ones?
Yeah, like the...
Like, I want to like say some camel spider type size?
Yeah, bro. They are. And, like, their shell's thicker and they're darker. Like, they're black, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, they're almost the same size of, like, a crab.
The hell was just a Petco on me?
Huh?
You can go to Petco and buy one of those.
Yeah, bro. So, like, this video is those two basically fighting to the death, bro. And what ended up happening is, bro, like, they just keep picking at each other. You know what I'm saying? But, like, what ended up happening is... The crab ends up taking the scorpion and, like, turning it around and, like, eating it from its tail down. Yo, and just, like, I was like, yo, what the fuck? Honestly, like, in real spill.
That's insane.
I thought the scorpion was going to win because it has a stinger. You know what I'm saying? Like, crabs don't really. But, like, bro, the crab muscled through that shit. And what I didn't realize was, like, I don't know, like, how much. I don't know. That shit. Both of them were, like, you could tell in the fight they were really giving it all. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, bro, it's fight to the death. You feel me? Yeah. So, like, they're really, like,
watching
trying to,
bug wars.
Hey, crabs are strong, bro. You were getting bit by one of
those? Yeah, bro, like, that... No, fuck no. And, like, bro, like, that crab, like, had it and was just pulling it, bro. And, like, the scorpion just, like, trying to fight its way out of it, bro. Crab's just...
No, keep going with my animals, bro. It's funny. So, I've actually seen, like, a spider versus a scorpion one, and that shit was kind of crazy because the spider basically was trying to... It was a tarantula versus a scorpion, and the scorpion basically, like, hit it, and you saw it would, like, try to attack, and then it hit it, and then its legs would just go, like, and it would get stuck. It would, bro, would just go stiff. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, the scorpion would hit it with his tail, and then the spider would just go stiff. It would, like, bounce. It would almost, like it just pair. It was like when someone gave it, like, a taser.
Yeah.
They kind of, like, jump, and it was like that for the spider. It was crazy.
Oh, but wow.
Me and Kevin, bro, we're at, like, I don't even know, Costa Mesa Beach, right? Is that what it is, Kevin? The beach in Costa Mesa? Newport Beach, right? Bro. Why did we witness three people get fucking stung by a fucking stingray? Jellyfish, sorry.
Oh, by a jellyfish? Yeah, that shit happens.
Yeah. I've been stung by a jellyfish before.
It can mess you up, no?
Yeah.
Like, if it stings you right? Bro, I mean, this shit burns, like, for a while.
Bro, this girl pulls up, and she's, like, crying. She's, like, walking, and she's right. She's walking kind of towards us, but her shit's, like, on the side. She's, like, walking, and we're just, like, as she gets closer, she just, like, looks like she's crying more and more. And I'm, like, oh, shit. She's, like, dead-ass crying. And then her leg just got, boom, blood just going down her fucking to her foot. And then they end up giving her, like, the lifeguards gave her, like, a bag of ice to just sit her foot in. And she was crying the whole time. It was crazy.
Damn.
And then the next thing you know, you start seeing more bags of ice. And next thing you know, you see, like, three or four people with bags of ices around the shit. And I'm like, y'all not going to do nothing about people just continuing to walk in that shit when they're, people just keep popping out talking about they just got stung? Like, what's going on? Like, shorty's over here crying.
Yeah, like, close the shit down for a little bit.
Bro, like, what the fuck?
This is right in front of us, too. So I'm just like, whoa, this is crazy. But that was one of the nicer beaches, I would say, in California, Newport Beach, in comparison to, like, Santa Monica and Venice. I'm talking about, like, the people there. Santa Monica and all that shit is kind of, like, sketch. It's like GTA.
I think Venice Beach is, like that is GTA.
That is,
Santa Monica.
Like, I remember there's this blue building there, and I'll never forget this shit. They have, like, the workout area. GTA, bro, has this shit on down to the T. Yeah. Like, there's even one building that I know I go to. It's a blue one, bro. I used to get pizza there all the time and shit.
Yeah.
Like, what the
fuck? Very, and it's almost, like, weird how I feel like reality is more... Reality has become GTA, not GTA mimicking reality. It's almost like reality starting to mimic GTA.
You're in a simulation, Chris.
But not even to that. It's just people are on some bullshit over here, over there, and it's just like people are trying to make it GTA. You know what I mean? They can do whatever the fuck they want. I don't know.
Chris, I'm not good. Jordan, what time are we at? Bottom right-ish. 32?
Yeah. So right. Let's move on to that Nike versus
Bape. Before that, we got a middle segment that I'm going to throw up right now. Hang on.
Oh, yo, this is crazy. Let's go. Who we calling? We're just going to figure it out.
You're going to figure it out.
Halftime call.
Phone call.
Halftime call.
Yo.
What's happening? What's up? Yeah. Got Patron in my cup.
Oh, yo, it's lit.
I didn't tell him we were calling.
Yo.
All right.
What's up, baby,
y'all?
What's good, Rubio?
Rubio, what's up?
Got back from a gym session, drinking a Gatorade, just fucking being what's up with the boys, man.
Ah, facts, bro.
Rubio, let us introduce you real quick.
For sure, bro.
All right, so of course, episode 2, we have to do some first. Despite it being episode 2, we're doing a first right now. This is our first guest, our very first special guest.
And most many definitely, more bro.
This is Rubio.
Big Rubio.
What up, y'all?
Almighty Rubio. We're going crazy, bro.
What's up, y'all? No, I'm just checking in with the boys, bro. I appreciate you guys having me on, bro, that you guys are recording right now. Appreciate that for sure.
I had to put a text in. I didn't tell him I was calling you. I was like, there's a middle segment in the middle of filming.
That's right.
We definitely did it right this time for the first guest, bro. Rubio was lit.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Just look outside. I'm here, too.
Right. Hey, tell the viewers where you at right now.
He said, look outside. I'm
right now, I'm located in Northridge, California, the San Fernando Valley.
You're
out here showing love to Arizona, Mitchell Park. You're all to get it out there.
All right, Rubio. So I wanted to just take the opportunity, since we got you on the cast, ask you a couple questions just about what you got going on and what it is you're doing right now, you know? Like,
bro, let him know what's good with the music for real.
Well, right now, obviously, like you heard him, I go by Rubio. I make hip hop, pop, EDM, whichever type of fucking music, to be honest, except for like country and all that. We're gonna get to that though, but other than that, I have music on all platforms right now. You can search up RUBI!O. That's RUBI!O. Basically, we just doing this for the whole freaking team and myself, my fam. I'm working on a new record right now called Get My Own. I'm trying to go film that actually in a couple weeks in Arizona. So hopefully that can get done with the whole team and we'll put that out. And I'm trying to get back on the ball because obviously I haven't really been doing too much music recently. But now it's a whole new year, a whole new me. Like they say, that corny line, but shit, we really mean it and we're going crazy with it. So. Basically, all I got for my end.
Real spill.
And Rubio, is there anything, any music you have out right now that people should go listen to?
I do. I have a good record, in my opinion. You guys, the fans of whatnot, could tell me otherwise. But I have Optimus Prime on YouTube, SoundCloud. I will get it on all platforms. That's the next goal. But I have Optimus Prime right now. I have Waste No Life. I have GGTL, Go Get the Loot. I have a lot of categories on my my SoundCloud and my music platform. So if you're into, like I said, different types of genres, you can go listen to that Rubio because you will not be disappointed.
Hey, facts. You already know. You guys heard it correctly, folks. If you guys are watching this episode, make sure you guys stream Rubio's stuff. You already know.
Go show him some love.
Rubio, how do they find you? How do we spell your handles? We're going to put it up, though. We're going to definitely put it up on the screen. It's going to be like... right here. Can we make that happen?
Facts. Hey, we're definitely gonna run that post
for sure. My Instagram handle is at OG Rubio with two I's, so RUBIIO. I don't really use my Twitter media, but if you want to go mess with me on Twitter, go ahead. It's Furious Rubio, all capitalized, and Rubio is capped except for the I. My Snapchat is Almighty Rubio all together. And my music platforms is Rubio again, R-U-B, !O, all capitalized.
We thought about closing out this interview, this impromptu, in the moment, very spontaneous, Kawhi Boys interview with Rubio with one of your songs. I think we're gonna do Go Get the Loot.
That's fine by me, bro. Go get that loot.
All right, it was definitely nice to put to get you on the cast, bro. I'm so glad we got that documented and everything.
So while we have them,
sure, bro, in the history, but hopefully next time I'm in person, he's sitting right there with you guys.
Facts, bro. Next time he's coming on camera, you already know what's good, bro. He coming through. So yeah, with that being said, stay tuned, folks.
Rubio.
All right, stay up, my brother.
Stay up, bro.
All right, peace,
peace bro.
Peace, brother. You should do you and go and get the loot. Yeah, I'm gonna do me. You should do you and go and get the loot. Yeah, one, Ruby on, get down. Yeah, I'm gonna do me. You should do you and go and get the loot. Baby, fucks with me.
All right, that was a dope ass interview, bro. We're lit. So, shout out to Ruby on that one.
I like that.
That was a good segment. That was good. That was our halftime show, basically.
basically, halftime. So, with that being refresh said, for one of the big topics.
Yeah, stay tuned. We're actually, honestly, like sooner or later, when you guys are more engaged, what we're gonna be doing is reaching out to the viewers. They're gonna be calling in, or we could be calling them, you know, special guests and so on. So just stay tuned for that.
And if there's anyone that you feel deserves recognition or just a platform, then yeah, let us know.
Because they can be on.
Yes, sir.
We can have anyone on. Boys.
We got a Discord too. You
we have an email. Honestly, I'll put an email below. You can email me.
I'll actually read it.
Right. That's all I gotta say.
It's gonna
tap the fucking
right here. You gotta put the email.
Right. No, I'm not putting the email on the screen. Email's gonna be below. I ain't putting.
What if we just like popped it, just like a real like.
No, I'm not gonna have him try to. It's not the pause game, bro. I'm not trying to have him pause real quick.
That'd be so funny, bro.
That's your mind.
All right.
First to Bape, the Bape Nike, big one.
Bape Nike.
Who you got?
Of course, I'm gonna go with Bape because I don't wear Nikes.
But it's not like who you got. Well, it's not like no, what is it? He wants to know what it
I
is.
I understand that you like Bape more, but like who do you got as far as a lawsuit goes?
Who's really gonna win
I
it?
I mean, like who's really gonna win it? Whose design was it initially?
Well, from what I've learned about the Bapes is that the Air Force One is the most popular Nike shoe in Japan. The Air Force One is a lot more popular in Japan than it is in America. Then even though like we think that we're like the number one, like it's like a culture to wear white Air Force Ones or black Air Force Ones. Japan is like way more popular on Air Force Ones than us. So that's where like that Bape's, that's why he chose the Bape's, I mean the Air Force One for the Bape's.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm not mistaken, shoes, you can't like trademark like a shoe, because a shoe is like a tool, so it's a patent.
Yeah.
So
I think is it after 20 years?
It's something like that. So from what I've heard, from what I've like seen, like I watched like a whole video about this, the patent for the Air Force One ran out, and then Nigo was like, I'm gonna make a Bapesa, and they couldn't do anything for the longest time. So with this new information, with this new like this lawsuit between Nike and them, I've come across information that I guess the patent was renewed. So they renewed. So basically like Nike basically for a couple of years, they couldn't, like their shit was for free game, like all their patents. And then like they were able to renew them, and that's why they're all doing this shit at the same time. And that's why it seemed like for 3 years there was like people were just the wild, wild west with fucking Air Force Ones.
And like the designs of them, you can like customize them.
Like, like retrospectively sue them?
If they own the silhouette or they own the patent, I think they can. I think that's why they waited till they got it back, and then they're like, yeah, we're going after everybody.
And some of these people made it like almost like a point as if like they could not attach themselves from Nike. Like they could disattach themselves from Nike. By just because it got like because their brand made the money, it got big, and then like the next thing you know, like they're trying to play it off as like some totally other shit. When it's like, okay, like we get it, like you took the one and you put some shit. I'm not gonna like put anything on record that I don't fuck with, but I will say that shit got really ridiculous at a certain point. Really, really ridiculous. I'm trying to think who came out with one. Thousand Man Fani's coming out with his own Air Force One, Thousand Man Fani, and I kind of like it. This is a good opportunity for like pop, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, so I'll see it at one point.
It's pretty dope. I like it.
So it's an Air Force One silhouette, but what's different?
It's like all black, and it has his logos all over it, like all his like in, like the moon with the star, and like that's the Swiss.
Mm-hmm.
Is the moon with the star logo, and like his Pegasus thing, all the horses and shit.
You guys remember like the Newport Air Force Ones? You remember
those? Yeah, those are like crazy.
Those are like considered like some of like the most rarest like Nikes for some reason, but they're not even Nikes. It's some dude.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they're not Nikes. Some...
Yeah, they're reps, aren't they?
No, they're not reps. Cause he, this is at a time where like he saw Nigo doing exactly what he was doing, mm-hmm. and he, there's videos in them like there. He knew Nigo. I'm pretty sure he knew. He's like, there's photos of them working together in like a babe store.
I think people like that that made that shit inspire me, because I'm like, imagine how hard it was to like get some.
Manufacturing
for a fucking marble fucking
no, and Air Force. Whoever manufactured those shoes went crazy too. Like someone went absolutely crazy.
Those marble Nikes were like modified.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Like, and that's like 2003 or some shit. Like very early 2000s, late 90s. Like that shit's happening, and it's like, how do you even? But nowadays, you can go to AliExpress and look up custom shoe, and you'll see every silhouette in the last 5 years on there from some company. And they'll put whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
They'll put whatever the fuck you want.
But, like, for the Babe Nike, who you got?
Oh.
In the tussle.
Okay. So, I think that Nike definitely has enough money to win that. Because, at the end of the day, it's intentionally a rip. It's Babe. Honestly, I think Babe. But Babe also is owned by a Chinese company nowadays. It's not even owned by the same people. So, I think that they also have a lot of weight. I mean,
what do you think about, like, Bapex?
What do you mean?
Play on for Rolex, is it not?
Yeah, the watch.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. All that.
I like those.
So with like all the other stuff that they offer,
but I think
you really think they're gonna win against Nike?
So I think the whole Bapex and Rolex thing is the watch a spitting image of a Rolex.
Yeah, it looks like Rolex. They look like Rolexes.
I've never seen them. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Do we like Bape anymore? Then
I don't fuck with Bape no more. I do want a pair of Bapes though. I'm not gonna lie, but I don't want no like patent leather ones. I want like some suede ones or some shit.
That's I did see some all suede ones in L.A. Bro, they were all blue suede.
Bro, that's my vibe, bro. I remember pretty I was dope. In L.A. Bro, who was I with? I was with Albert. And we went to this random store on Melrose, like a thrift store. This dude was like a, it was like a fucking edgy, like, oh, like pants with fringes on it. Ass fucking like thrift store, right? Right on Melrose. And this dude has a pair of the most beat up fucking Bapes I've ever seen. But it's like the blue ones, right? With like the black swoosh. Like then I was with the star, and I was just like, "Damn, I really want those." And then I tried to get them off of him, and I was like, "Bro, I'll give you like bread." And he was like, "Bro, I'd give you these for free, bro. These are so fucking beat up." And then this dude fucking pulled up,
that
bro.
Voice,
I was
bro.
So close. I was
I've
so
never heard
close.
You do that voice.
This dude pulls up. He's like, "Nah, man. Homie's gonna be mad if you give those out." He told me he was trying to sell those for $400, and then the fucking store owner was like. Man, you know, I gotta get him. He's like, I'll give it to you for free, you know, but you know, he already said. So I'm like, damn, like I was literally about to give him some bread, but when he said he was gonna give them to for free, and they were so beat, like fucked up.
Beyond beat.
Like the patent leather shit or the little plastic shit was scraping off and shit.
I think Nike got it, bro, honestly. Nike's gonna win this freaking lot. Bro, they own the patent already. Like they waited patiently these last four years.
Let's make solid predictions right now. Let's make solid predictions.
Over under Nike.
Yeah.
I'm going
I got 1,000 on Nike winning.
I'm honestly,
where's the FanDuel? Someone give me the parlay.
Wait, what's good with the fucking money line, bro? What are we taking here? Honestly, I'm probably gonna take Nike just because.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna take Nike too.
How would I say, like, the rights to have the shoe or like whatever the case is, like they had it to begin with. Like they came out with like the patent. They came out with like the
they designed
you know
the
what
shoe.
I'm saying? So like in reality, I feel like they're gonna be the ones that are probably gonna win the case because think about it. They're the ones who created it to begin with, right? They may have you know it may have. Take time. Yeah, that's true too. It may have taken time too to like get that patent and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and like to renew it, whatever the case is. But I don't think they're gonna lose because they in reality they're the ones who made the utility, you know.
So if they do lose or Bape does lose, you think Bape says will go up in value?
No, I think it depends on
which one, but I think they will.
That would also mean that they'd have to stop selling them, though, right?
Yeah.
They would have to stop making them, so that would make their value increase.
I don't think they're going
to
go up in value because I think that there's so much more out there nowadays that resells for higher. that Bape has been put at like a level, certain level. So
yeah, but once them when things are not made anymore, like when Yeezy shut down for like the little bit that it was shut down, Yeezys went up in price. Even though like they're everywhere, everyone had them, and they were sitting.
They didn't go past Rick Owens.
Okay.
I'm just saying. That's what that means.
Rick Owens are $1,000.
They just didn't go past them. Honestly, I think people that buy Rick Owens, I'm pretty sure they
this man was defending Rick Owens. Like,
usually,
I give
him. They usually just break even. How much more money could you make off of a $900 shoe? Like, that, like, if you kept it in good condition, like, you're probably going to break even on that.
And they're both made for the same amount of money?
And most of the prices that I see for Rick Owens on, like, for resale are usually just, like, if not cheaper because they're all cleaned up and shit.
I feel like resale for Rick is a lot worse.
It's pretty bad for designer shoes.
No,
Ricks are different because usually they're beat because people wear, like, when you wear Ricks, you got to wear them. You feel me? You got to, like, I can't keep them clean.
Actually, no, you know what? I do feel for Bape, though, because it's, like, the same thing. Can, like, Converse ever come? I mean, Converse works with Rick Owen, but, like, could they have ever came after him when he was releasing his own Rick Owens before he worked with them?
They could have, yeah, but I think...
Because, like, for stealing that silhouette, isn't that, in, like, in similar case
like
to, like,
Rick
the
Owens
Nike?
Silhouette compared to the...
It's an altered silhouette. Yeah. I think that's what it is.
It's pretty reminiscent, though. No.
It's like,
but it's the same silhouette, though.
I can tell you why. I can tell you why.
It's the same silhouette, though, right?
It is the same silhouette.
No, it's derived from the same, like, pretty much silhouette.
Like, it's a thick, like, denim canvas.
No, but the material isn't what we're talking about.
We're talking about the material. We're talking about how the design.
The design of the shoe is. Chris, I'm trying to, like.
There's no patent for material, Chris. It's patent for design.
He's trying to make his $1,000 purchase, like, worthwhile.
Leather on the inside is lambskin. It's beautiful. And it softens over time.
And it's all worth the same amount. Isn't that insane? Isn't that the crazy part? That you're paying the same amount as something else that's the same price?
You got to wake up.
Wake up.
I got my Rick Owens right now, taking a nap. You feel me? I took all the laces out. I got to let them breathe, you know? It's like, look, because if anything, when I bought them, I've never unlaced them ever. So I just unlaced them so I could just, like, let the canvas breathe and, like, hopefully expand a little bit. But, so, yeah.
I got mine chilling in the box.
Bro, if anything, the newest, I don't want to go, like, full Rick, but we should definitely make a reel about Rick, so definitely should do that. I figured it out. So every year, there's Rick Owens and then there's Dark Shadow. So Dark Shadow is, like, basically Rick Owens made, like, a more contemporary brand within Rick Owens called Dark Shadow. That, I mean, from another person, like, it's not the same because the Ramones for Rick Owens are made out of, like, leather and, like, other materials and shit. Like, the ones that I wanted to buy, those ones are made out of, like, shearling or whatever, and, like, those are, like, Rick Owens, not Dark Shadow. These are Dark Shadows, so these are made out of, like, the denim canvas material.
Talking on the mic, Chris.
You're right. So every year they come out with, like, an altered Ramon. So, like, the one that I bought was maybe 2 years ago, if not, like, last year's Ramon, where it's, like, the two holes were at the bottom and shit like that, and it had the tab on the back. Yours was, I think I bought mine almost 2 years ago now, so yours is, I believe, the year before mine or after mine. And then the one now... is actually cheaper now.
What?
So they made them cheaper. They're like $200 cheaper. They don't have the tab on the back. And this is this year. So on the website and the ones that they have at the mall are the same now. Because, well, that's always how it is. Because whenever a new Ramon comes out, the store at the mall cops them for less and then sells them there. So the new one has no tab. And the two little holes that are at the bottom, they're on the side now. And they're way bigger. Like, they're, like, that big now on the side.
Why?
I don't like... And they're what? $500 now. They're Hell 500 no. bucks. So, I don't like it because I feel like what happened was Rick's got popular, so they made, like, a kind of more commercial version of them.
Yeah.
And they're cheaper. They're, like, $200 cheaper than they usually are. And, yeah. So, I was like,
They just want a more accessible shoe.
They do. And that's exactly what they did. I saw some dude walking into my job with them. And it was funny because he had walked in a couple days before. Bro's like a fashion conscious person. And it's funny because I see these people and I just, like, slowly get to know them. And I can just tell by, like, how they dress, like, sometimes. And I just be like, this is funny. So this dude walks in, chill guy, doesn't talk much. But he's like, you could tell he, like, watches fashion. That's why he's in there, because he likes fashion and shit. Comes in a couple days later wearing the Ricks that I was about to cop. And then I was like, nah, these are like... beginner Ricks.
Beginner.
was just like beginner rate because I was like,
I don't entry want, level.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want the entry level ones. Fuck that. That's why I like.
I want the base model.
Right. We want every option.
I think I realized the other day that what's cool about Rick Owens is that the Rick Owens culture within the culture, they try to one up each other. So it's like whoever has the best of the same thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whoever has the best Ramones or whoever has like the most different, because they make all different types of Ramones, like the fucking full shearling, like
those are crazy,
like the fur ones, the leather ones.
The leather ones are crazy too.
There's like a red pair right now, like an oxblood red leather one, and it's like a low.
Time check, Jordan.
Yeah, what are we at? Because I'm gonna have to jet out, bro.
53. We're close to wrapping here.
What's up? Yeah.
I think there's one more thing we can add for shoes and all that. Tiffany Air Force Ones came out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
$400 retail.
Wait. Episode 2 of the Tiffany Dunk Chronicles continues.
Oh, yeah, because we talked about it, huh?
Oh, we did. Yeah.
They came out now, and so did the Astro Boy boots. Oh. They both, because they weren't out yet when we were talking about them.
Yeah.
They released.
Brought them back into the fucking video. Okay. I actually saw a video of like a mass producing fake Chinese company or not.
They're making the Astro Boy boots already.
Yeah.
But it's like the easiest thing to make on planet Earth. Yeah, so like, might as well.
They're not.
How are you gonna legit check one of those? Is like,
that's not. That's not a difficult patent.
They're
to
not
steal.
For human consumption. Those boots are not for human consumption.
They're just pieces, bro. Let's not do this again. They're just pieces of art, bro.
No, they're not, bro.
They're pieces of art.
But the
Tiffany's.
The Tiffany's.
$400
retail.
Did you see the resellers?
So you wouldn't pay for those Tiffany Air Forces, official Nike, but you would pay $400 for some Bapes. Beat up Bapestas.
This is Tiffany.
I would pay for Bapes regularly if they're brand new, of course, for $400. Yes, I'm doing it. I'm not buying the Tiffany Air Forces because I don't like Air Forces. They're literally all black Air Forces. We already, like, they literally created a
with
whole.
With a blue swoosh.
They made a whole
Tiffany blue swoosh.
Well, time out. But, like, think about the marketing there and think about the team. It's like, are you guys just making fun of us at this point? Or are you guys, like, not doing a good job? Because there was a whole meme about all black Air Forces for 3 years compiling and snowballing and becoming bigger and bigger.
I mean, that's just a meme you took.
And then they come out with an all black
Air Force. But you can say that about anything. It's like the Rick Owens, how many Ramones are they going to make? Are they just making fun of y'all now?
There's no ignorant stigma on Rick Owens.
I agree with Chris, though, on the fact that, like, bro, it's like, correct me if I'm wrong, like, is it any different than just a black Air Force? So, like, let's say you just got a black Air Force One with a white swoosh, and you bought some like Angelus leather dye or whatever and just dyed it.
I'm
Tiffany
pretty sure
blue,
it was suede.
Would it not be any
suede? It is suede, yeah. It's suede.
So like,
oh, it's suede?
And then there's a material difference and everything.
Oh, so
but
there's a big material difference then, okay.
That's what they said, there's a material difference.
It's still like, regardless, it's still in all black. Like, I see that in like all black Air Forces the same way.
Honestly. But did you see the resellers? There's a reseller that bought three, what was it? No, he bought like, I forgot how many pairs he bought, like a ton. Up to $300,000 worth of Tiffany Air Force Ones.
What? Really?
Yeah. One guy got a pair of $300,000 worth.
What's the resale right now?
It's high, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, it's high. Because it's not going to be a lot. It's one of those shoes, you know, remember the Tiffany Dunks?
Can you check that out?
When's the last time?
Damn you, LeBron James.
Man warm and was like, someone got StockX on their phone? This is a wrap up. Anyone have StockX on their phone?
StockX? Okay, I'll tell you after.
Look at the Tiffany Air Force Ones.
I don't even like stock X like that.
The value of the Tiffany Air Force Ones. We got multiple, three Google searches happening.
You can't. They don't even give 100% guaranteed now from StockX.
Yeah,
right?
They don't
for authenticity.
What is it at?
I don't even like buying things third party like that.
That's kind of
21.
Like fucking, you know, resale prices. You're getting some counterfeit.
Jesus.
12,000
each? One said 2,100 and one said over 1,000. So, an average of over 1,000. Probably the 12,000, what is it, like a size 16? NBA size?
So, my question is this.
10 and a half.
My question is this.
Okay.
Do some of the people buying this thing that they're going to, like, flip that $1,000 purchase again? Something
no,
bigger.
The person that's buying it for $1,000 wants it for them.
Just wear it.
So it's only gonna
like
be one round of flips
is.
For this. Is one round of flips
probably, and they'll never. But this is how the Tiffany shoes are. Tiffany Dunk. When's the last thing you never see a Tiffany Dunk? Yeah. Yeah. See a Tiffany Dunk, it's either fake or someone put that shit out the glass. Like,
so we live to see a second Tiffany Dunk.
Tiffany Air Force One. And then if you see someone with a Tiffany Air Force One, it's either fake or someone's brought it out the glass, because it's gonna be a glass shoe. It's gonna be in the case.
We should go over things. Like, we should have, like, that a little a part dope glass where we talk shoe? About things
like a
that
cause
we...
for.
Huh? The cause for. That's a glass shoe for me.
That is a glass shoe for me.
We should do something where we talk about things that we, like, witness in our lifetime, like a small, like, little part, and we just go over just, like, the most, like, craziest things that
That's for the next episode.
Yeah, definitely next episode.
Yeah. We're just taking notes.
Mental notes. We can wrap here.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Alrighty. Arizona. Thank you, Phoenix. It's been real.
You already know.
Rockstar shit. Kawhi Boys shit.
Thanks for tuning in, Kawhi Boys.
Forever. I just want to say, wash your face, invest in a moisturizer, eat some fruit.
Yep.
And you'll be
and
good.
Drink water, bro.
Drink
you
water.
Know what I'm saying? Make sure you're hydrated.
Drink water. Sorry. I'm very biased. I barely drink water, but eat some fruit, drink water, moisturize, all that, bag of chips. Capiche.
Capiche.